Welcome to the Career Change Podcast, where you'll discover the frank and practical advice and resources that are already proven to work in the real world when it comes to changing careers or figuring out what business is right for you when you are a smart but likely also stuck, overwhelmed or overthinking person in your mid-30s, your 40s, your mid-50s. I'm your host, Ricky Hansen, a career change advisor, entrepreneur and former corporate HR professional with over 15 years experience of helping thousands of people just like you identify or create careers or businesses that are both meaningful and future-proof. Welcome home. Hey, it's Ricky here. Welcome to episode 51 of the Career Change Podcast. Let's talk about how to avoid starting from scratch after 35 if you want to change careers or start that business. How to avoid starting all the way from scratch again if at a certain age you decide you want to change careers or start that business. So let me ask you a really frank and honest question. Do you regard your age as someone being over 35? Do you regard your age as an advantage when it comes to changing careers or starting your own business? Or like, do you feel like you already have so much to offer? You're confident. Or do you worry that your age will actually work against you? It's going to be a disadvantage. It'll make you less likely to succeed. You worry about going empty-handed into what's next. You don't really feel like you have anything to offer. And therefore, you're worried about having to start from scratch if you were to do something different. Just take a moment and see which category you fit into. Now, bearing in mind that you've hit play on this episode, it probably indicates to me that you probably belong in the second category. Here's the thing. I know from many conversations with aspiring career changers, aspiring business owners over 35, and from many of the emails that I get from my subscribers over at thecareerchangepodcast.com that a lot of you currently belong to the second category, right? I.e., you feel that overall, your age might actually disadvantage you. You worry about starting from scratch if you want to do something else, starting, you know, not having really anything to offer. And what that means is that right now, you're likely not prioritizing creating a career or business you will truly find meaningful and exciting because you're so worried about, deep down, you're worried about that meaning. If you do that, that means you're going to have to start from scratch again. So what that means for a lot of you is that right now, because of this fear, because of this belief that you're going to have to start from scratch because you're over a certain age and don't have enough to offer, what that means is that you're likely allowing yourself right now to be stuck in a career or business that you don't find meaningful, that doesn't excite you, because you have this mental picture, this fear, this belief that if you were to go ahead and do something different, you're going to slide all the way down the ladder of the working world into the snake pit of, you know, having nothing to offer and then having to spend the next 10, 20 years claw your way back up or worse. You really want to watch out for the kind of beliefs like that you have, because just like any other belief that you might have, what happens as humans when you have a belief, we will look for evidence to support our beliefs, what's called the confirmation bias. You know, we would look for things that support what we already believe. So if right now you believe that changing careers or starting your own business after 35, that means starting from scratch again, then you'll likely be looking for, you know, evidence to support that. And therefore, you're likely being, you know, also conversely, you're likely filtering out evidence to the contrary. So bearing in mind that you probably don't need help finding evidence to what you currently believe, what I want to do in this episode, I really want to give you plenty of evidence to the contrary, i.e. show you that your age can also be an advantage, that it is an advantage. And I'll give you plenty of evidence and things you can do so you do not have to start from scratch again, unless, of course, you want to or you choose to. But I really want to get you out of this kind of all or nothing, either or. Your age can absolutely also be an advantage, okay? There are so many great advantages to being over 35 when it comes to changing careers or starting a business. The one I want to pick for this episode is one that is very special in the fact that it's a choice that you can make. It's a belief you can adopt. It's actions you can take. And what's so great about it is it doesn't matter what others think about you or what others believe. It's really an advantage that you can adopt that will fire up and empower your transition. It'll either get you started if that's where you're at, or it'll make you keep going. And you own it. It doesn't belong to anyone else. And that's what's so powerful about this advantage. So many people are not adopting the advantage I'm going to talk about. And I really want you to be honest with yourself about whether that might be a mistake that you made as well, that you haven't actually adopted this advantage that I'll talk about. And here's why it's so important when it comes to changing careers or starting your own business after 35. It's so important that you look for factors that are within your control. I almost give this kind of control dashboard analogy. When you're looking to change careers or start a business, especially over 35, you want to look for what is it that you can control as opposed to giving your power away. And then those control factors, you want to milk them for all they're worth. You want to stop giving your power away to systems and people who don't give a flying flat about you, right? And focus on what you can control and what you do have to offer. Here's the thing. I feel so strongly about age, and it's something you're probably going to hear me talk a lot more about. I already have, but you know, the older I, and therefore my clients get, you know, I'm in my late 40s. So the older I get and the older my clients get, my clients are generally late 30s, 40s, 50s. You know, the older we all get, the more curious and, well, actually obsessed I get about how we can make the coming years of our work lives the best years of a work life. I've seen this again and again. It is absolutely possible. So let's talk about how your age can be a distinct advantage as a career changer, especially once you're past 35, 40. All right? So let me go straight into this massive advantage you have. It might actually be the number one over 5 age advantage. There might be more, but I call it the number one over 35 age advantage over others. And that is that you already have so much to offer, i.e. you don't have to start from scratch unless you want to or choose to. Hear me out. You already have so much to offer. That is the gift of age. Yes, age can be a massive advantage when it comes to changing careers or starting a business after 35. You do not have to start from scratch again unless you want to or you choose to. This is the gift of age, of having spent so many years in the world of work. You already have a foundation that you can choose to build on. You already have so much that you can build on and add on to. You already have so much that you can offer. If you identify what it is, you own it and you frame it right, and you use the relevant vocabulary or language depending on the client you want to sell yourself to next. Remember, you spend the last 10, 20 years developing a solid work foundation that nobody can take away from you. And hear me out here. It does not belong to your profession just because you spend the last 10, 20 years in one profession, nor does this foundation belong to the employers you work for. The assets, the skills, the experiences, the achievements that you've had over the last 10 to 20 years, they belong to you. All of those things do not become invalidated overnight just because you decide to do something new or something different. This is really where age is a massive advantage compared to those who are much, much younger, who want to change careers and start a business, who don't have in the amount of experience that you have. They don't have the foundation. They don't have the overview that age gives you, the amount of achievements and experience that you've had. So age, when it comes to changing careers and starting a business, is a massive advantage. And I really want you to hear me out here. 10 to 20 to 30 years, however many years you spent in the working world so far, and what you developed, none of that will be invalidated overnight just because you decide to change careers or start your own business. Your skills, your achievements, what you're good at, the results you achieved, all of that good stuff, it belongs to you. It does not belong to your employer, your profession, and it's not something you leave behind just because you leave that employer, that line of work, or that profession behind. It's a vital part of a successful career change is making sure that you realize what career capital, so to say, you have, what assets you've developed, and you make them your own. You really own them and you talk about them in the right manner. We'll talk about that in a minute, how you can start doing that, because you're likely, if you're like most people who believe that they have to start from scratch again, you probably haven't done that work. And also, here's what I know about most of you listening. If you're like most of the aspiring career changers or aspiring business over 35 that I come across, they don't actually think of their age as being advantage. They actually feel intimidated. They feel irrelevant. And they really feel like they have nothing to offer. And that's because they approach, and maybe this is the case for you as well, they actually approach their career change in a very unhelpful, very intimidating manner from the very start. So let's talk about how most people over 35, they start their career change, they start their business efforts, and why they therefore think they have to start from scratch, why they feel intimidated. Most people start the process by focusing on what they don't have. They focus on lack. They focus on what they don't have. They start by looking at alternative careers, alternative businesses, and therefore they often start by looking at job ads, job ad requirements. They speak to recruiters, and therefore they're immediately made aware of what they don't have. They feel a distinct lack, or they look at university courses, look at the requirements, and then compare that to what they think they have or rather don't have, or they let themselves be intimidated by really super experienced, successful entrepreneurs or business owners or influencers, and they feel like, well, they don't have anything to offer compared to that. And then very early on in the process, they either stop right there before they even get clear about why they need a career change or how much of a career change they need and what kind of business or career they even want to start. Before they even get clarity about that and about the whole scenario, they kind of give up because they feel like they have nothing to offer. So they feel like, well, if I'm going to go that way, then I'm going to start from scratch and I'm really a nobody, right? I have nothing to offer. Can you relate to that? Are you the kind of person who might have done that already? Like, you actually focus on what you don't have and all of the requirements you might not need and all of the things you don't yet have and who you are not like and all of that. If I'm inside of your head right now, then no wonder, if you are just focusing on lack, then no wonder you feel like you have to kind of start from scratch. You've got nothing to offer. But let me ask you this, honestly, how is that approach working for you, that you are just spending all of this time focusing on what you don't have? Here's what tends to happen. You will likely, because of that experience, buy into the myth or the fear that changing careers or starting your own business after 35, that means that you'll have to risk it all. You'll have to risk starting from scratch again, sliding all the way down, you know, the ladder of the working world into the snake pit of oblivion, you know, and then slowly having to claw your way up again, or even worse. This, I cannot tell you, this myths of, you know, this fear, this myth that people have that, you know, they're going to have to start from scratch again if they want to do something that truly matters. That is one of the biggest myths, the biggest fears holding people back. But here's what I can tell you, having worked in this field for almost 2 decades of career change, of business after 35, is that that fear of that myth does not have to apply to you. If you adopt the number one age advantage, which is that you already have so much to offer, i.e. you don't have to start from scratch unless you actually want to or choose something when you decide to do it. What I want to do here is I want to briefly share with you how I personally, within my business, actually approach the career change process with my own clients when they come to me and they want help changing careers or starting their own business after 35, how I actually approach it, because it's actually very different to how most people approach it. And it's also why I love working with clients in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, because you already have so much to offer. And I love building in confidence into the process from the very start, which very few people actually do. So when you work with me, I build confidence into the career change process from the very start because of how I approach the career change process with my clients who have a certain age. I mean, these days, I literally only work with people over 35 just because you, like I say, you already have so much to offer. You're so much more interesting. So in addition to straight away helping my clients actually define the problem they have in their hands, you know, do you actually need a career change and why and how much? And then what type of career change? Is it a business? Is it a career? What is it? Once we've done that, we don't actually start by looking at alternative careers, alternative businesses. Not before that we actually started looking at what you already have to offer. We give you a sense of who you are and what you already have to offer that you can actually build on so you don't have to start from scratch. We actually, then that's the thing, the beauty of age is that you will already have spent years developing skills, experiments, achievements that will already tell you and me a lot about what you are already bloody good at, what you already enjoy. Also, what you don't enjoy, which is key as well, but you probably don't need help figuring out what you don't enjoy, right? It's a lot of the, what are you good at? What do you enjoy? Who are you actually in the working world? It is crazy to me that the majority of people completely just want to get out and they don't want to have anything to do with their past. Here's what's really incredible when you're someone over 35, in your late 30s, 40s, 50s, you never have to go into the career change process empty-handed. Your life, your work life speaks to you, so to say. The last 10, 20, 30, however many years you spend in the world of work, we need to look at that and, you know, identify what is that experience telling us about what you uniquely are bloody good at, what you enjoy. And that's what I love about working with people of a certain age. So I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of people one-on-one and thousands more in a more sort of group online capacity. And it never ceases to amaze me how everybody is different when we go through these initial exercises that I give my clients. Everybody has got something unique to offer. And so often they can't see it because it's something that comes so natural you don't think about it, or it's something that's just, you don't know what to call it, but we all have things that are unique to us and that we can use no matter where we go because they're a big part of who we are. And that's part of what you can use to avoid starting from scratch, but you need to identify what that is. That's literally, most people, they're like, oh, I don't know what I'm good at. Oh, I don't know who I am, this and that. It's like, they literally have not, they just do pure guesswork when it comes to what they want to do next. Instead of starting by looking at, well, what is life already telling me? What is my experience of the working world always telling me already about what I'm good at, what I enjoy, where I solve the problems, where I get results, where I achieve all of that. By starting the process with that, we actually build confidence into the process because you realize that, well, I actually don't have to go empty-handed into what's next. I already have a lot to offer and it's a really big part of who I am. It doesn't belong to, you know, my legal profession or my finance profession or whatever you've done so far, nor does it belong to my employer. I can take it away with me when I leave and it is absolutely relevant, but it's up to me to do that piece of work. Do you see how that's literally the opposite of focusing on what you don't have or what you lack or not knowing, you know, feeling that you have nothing to offer? So the antidote to starting from scratch is really to make sure you very early on in the process assess and own what you already have to offer. Then, of course, in my clients, we go even further and also differentiate between it's not just enough to be good at something, you also have to enjoy it. And then it's often a matter of, you know, getting rid of that cloud that surrounds, well, did you really enjoy doing it? It was just because you hated your boss or you hated that project that it felt like you didn't enjoy it. But when you're actually able to just use these skills, you actually do enjoy them. It's important to do some of that fiddling out work because a lot of what you think you might not enjoy might not be to do with your skill set. I see this again and again with my clients. Rather, what you don't enjoy is a lot of times to do with that bitch of a boss or bastard of a boss or the subject that you don't enjoy or that client that was a pain in the butt, whatever it is, right? So it's really important you find out what is what so you can own what's truly yours, okay? And really what's great about this is that when we help you and when you go through this as well, that you can also do, when you start owning what you already have, you start identifying all of the great achievements, skills, abilities, you know, personality traits that you have, and you really start to identify that and own it and celebrate and internalizing it, that is literally the antidote to imposter syndrome. Because imposter syndrome means, basically all imposter syndrome is people who haven't you know, identify, own, celebrate it, internalizing all of the great things they do in their career. So by doing that early on in the career change process, we literally set you up for combating, you know, imposter syndrome straight away. And that's where confidence comes from, really knowing who you are and what you have to offer, because then you have a lot more confidence going into figuring out, well, what does that therefore mean in terms of what kind of careers I would enjoy or businesses I would enjoy and all of that. You come from a much stronger place because you know the foundation that belongs to you and no one else. Clearly, there will still be things you might need to add on top in terms of skills and experience and subjects and all of that, but that's part of the joy and the excitement of changing careers and why you're doing it, right? But never forget, take the time to identify what you already have to offer to build on. That is the advantage that you have as someone who's been 10, 20, 30 years in the working world. Why would you not do that? Instead of letting yourself be intimidated by job ads and recruiters and other people, look at who you uniquely are and what you have to offer. It is such a strong place to come from. That is literally what I build in to my program. So if you really struggle with that, want some help with that, then do make sure you check over my programs over at thecareerchangepodcast.com. Now, one way that you can start getting a feel for who you uniquely are and what you truly have to offer is to do an exercise I call the PAR achievement exercise. There's obviously a lot more to it, but here's a brief sort of outline so you can start doing this for yourself. I want you to think about the 3 to 5 biggest achievements you've had throughout your career. And also throughout your life. So you can choose 2 different papers. And I want you to write down in detail the 3 to 5 biggest achievements you've had in your work life and also in life outside of work. But 3 to 5 of each category, okay? And the way I want you to do it, I want you to think about it in terms of how it can be helpful for other people if you were to describe it to them. So not just for you. And by the way, this is another way where a lot of people approach the career change in a really unhelpful manner. They just think about them and what's in it for them. It's very important you also include how could this be helpful for other people. So PAR means problem, action, result. So when you think through what were the biggest achievements, think about what was the problem that you were actually solving or the experience you were facilitating. What was the problem beforehand? And then action is what were the actions that you took to solve this problem or provide this experience or whatever it was? And then result, what was the after? What was the result of what you did? So problem, action, result. That would help you get really specific in terms of, well, what was the big issue that you actually were up against, the problem? What were the specific actions that you personally took? And then what was the result? What was the after? So before, during, after. That's also a really good way to, if you're ever in a sales situation and people ask for concrete examples of a skill set or something you've done, that's also a great, great framework. So use it. But then once you've done that and you've written down those 3 to 5 and get at least 3, try to do 5 to really, you know, juice it. And you should have if you've been in the working world for so long. And for those of you hyper achievers and perfectionists, the bar doesn't need to be set terribly high. You don't need to have completely revamped the entire company or saved the world. It just has to be something that's, you know, where you went above and beyond and where you were really proud of yourself or other people indicated that was really amazing, that kind of thing. Once you've done that, then I want you to look at it, what you've written, and I want you to break it apart. And I want you to look for red threads and pattern repeats. Because here's the thing, all of us have things that we are uniquely good at and that I like to say, we all have things that we cannot not do, right? No matter where we're dropped in, even scenarios where we're not necessarily happy or in scenarios where we're really happy and we feel really fulfilled, we will have certain skills that we just draw on again and again that are a big part of us. There might be things we've always done that kind of natural skills, but there might be things we learn and we refer to again and again. So look at for those repeating patterns. Oh, I used that skill again. Oh, I did that thing again. Oh, I relied on that personality trait again. So think through, what is it that I personally uniquely do? We all have those foundational skills. No matter where I drop you or me in, we'll have skills or personality traits or things that we revert to abilities, competencies, whatever you want to call it in this lingo land, okay? So for me, for example, I've always relied on certain things no matter what happens in my career, what I've done, whether it's business or career. I cannot help myself. I literally start problem solving with people. I can always see things they cannot see. I can see solutions. I can see options. And I go straight into advisory mode. I did that in my former career. Now I built a living doing that. For some of my clients, it might be relationship building skills or persuasion skills. For others, it might be this ability to think outside of the box and come out with really creative solutions, or la-di-da-di-da. You are probably different. We are all different, but we all have those things we just cannot not do. And they're very likely what led to those achievements, because it's a big part of your role, especially maybe if you're part of a team, you also want to make sure you fiddle out what was it you did. So do that exercise and really own, get a feel for. Just start getting a feel for, yes, I actually already have a number of skills or personality trait or this and that that makes me uniquely me, that I can absolutely use as a foundation for going forward. I might call them something different right now. That's irrelevant. There are ways of making them relevant. We'll talk about that in a second. But you really want to identify and own and celebrate. Yeah. Hey, I do have something to offer. There are things that I'm good at. And I know for the majority of you listening, you are probably very, very good at what you already do, even if you don't enjoy it. So own those things. They belong to you. And there might be some of you sitting there, yeah, but Ricky, you don't understand. I don't want to have anything to do with law or finance or marketing or HR, whatever it is anymore. I want to leave it behind. But here's the thing, and be very careful here. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater unless you do want to risk starting from scratch again, unless you do want to risk throwing it all away. Only throw away what you do not enjoy, what you hate, what's damaging you, what's causing you a lot of pain, but doesn't suit you, you know, the things that you don't want to touch with the barge pole again. Make sure that you keep the rest. You really want to differentiate between what you are uniquely good at and already have proof of in your work life so far. Differentiate between that and the things that you do want to throw away, potentially like things like your profession or the subject that you have or the working culture, whatever it is. You really want to differentiate between that. Here's where I see a lot of otherwise smart people, especially professionals over 35. Here's where I see a lot of you really shoot yourself in the foot and therefore potentially risk starting from scratch. A lot of you, you knee jerk. You hate what you do and you want to do something totally different, and you're so desperate to just get away and do something different that you don't take the time to identify and own what you actually want to build on, what you already have to offer, because you're so desperate to get away. And that means that it's going to be hard for you to talk about what you already have to offer if you want to go into something else. And you might potentially therefore not be understood. People might not see the value of what you have, and you might have to potentially go and start from scratch again. And why would you want to do that when you don't have to? Don't be lazy. Don't be desperate. Do this groundwork. Okay. That is really, really important. Make sure that even, like many of my clients, they want to leave certain professions behind. Make sure that when you leave those professions, those things behind, make sure that before you do that, you identify these things so you can walk away bringing the career capital and the assets for you that belong to you. You can be proud of them. You can really own them and feel confident. And then you can leave the rest behind. But do this foundational work. Now, of course, not having to start from scratch does not equal that you'll just like swan into the next thing that you want to do. You know, not having to start from scratch does not mean that you might not have to do some sideways moves or zigzaggy moves, or even that you might have to slide down the ladder that doesn't exist. But let's use this analogy because you know what I mean. You know, let's, for example, say you do insist on going the old school route or into a highly regulated industry, or especially if you insist on going the employee route, it might be that you have to slide down a bit. However, the advantage, let's say worst case scenario, however, the advantage of doing the foundational work we've spoken about is that the speed which you will move up again will be much, much faster thanks to your age, your perspective, your skills, your experience, all the things that someone just starting out at a much younger age does not have. And this is where This is also where starting your own thing can also really help you overcoming hurdles, and why I often recommend starting your own business if you're someone who are finding that there is quite a big discrepancy between what you're doing now and where you want to go. Often starting your own business can be the best way to cover that gap and avoid a certain slide. However, here's the great thing. This ain't your first rodeo in the working world. You've already got so much to offer. And also, you should be keen to plug the gaps and learn what needs to be learned. I often say the whole ladder of the working world is a thing of the past. But instead, I would focus on moving up the ladder of meaning and excitement. Okay. So remember, it might be that you might have to be a little bit flexible in terms of how you get to where you want to be, but you never, ever have to start from scratch. If you choose to do this work, to do the work of identifying what you already have to offer, okay? And then even if worst case scenario, you might have to slide down a bit, the speed with which you'll move back up is incredible because of your age and what you already have to offer. I've seen this again and again with my clients. Changing careers or starting a business, especially over 35, is almost like learning a new language. And it's vital that you learn this language, because if you don't, people might not understand you, so to say, to continue the analogy. They might not understand your relevance, and you might risk, not being understood, not having people seeing your value, or even discrimination. So it's really, really important that you, when it comes to skills and competencies and achievements and experience and different lines of work, it's really important you know what people in that new field, they call the things that you come with. So here's what I want you to think about. Right now, in the industry you're in, you probably call your skills, your achievements, your competencies, whatever you call those things, you probably call them certain words and use a certain lingo. And that might not make sense to people outside of your current profession. So it's really important you're aware of how do you describe that solid foundation that you already have, those skills, achievements, personality traits. How do they actually describe those things in the new world you want to enter into? Or what is valuable, and how could you therefore reframe what you do and all of that? It's so important that you read the correct, newspapers, journals, you get into the right kind of online forums, the right kind of network. It's so much easier nowadays to learn the lingo of wherever you want to go into next and understand what are the buzzwords, what are the things they value, what do they call this, what do they call that. So not only have you done the foundational work of identifying what you already have to offer, you also know what to call it with a view to the future. Most people, oh my God, I see this again and again. Sometimes I'll have people sending me these really rude emails like, oh, it's all very well saying that people can change careers or start their own business over 35, but I tried this and people don't get it. And then I remember one lady once, she once sent me a really rude email, and I sort of had a quick look at her LinkedIn profile, and she came from an industry, it was oil and gas, that is highly Latin with a lot of lingo. And literally, just looking quickly through that, it's like for anybody who'd not spend time, like decades in oil and gas, would not understand what this woman had to offer, because she hadn't bothered to actually think about, well, I need to actually rejig all of this so that someone from outside of my industry, especially where I want to go next, they can see what I have to offer and why I'm totally relevant and all of the value that I bring. But she hadn't done that. So of course, people, actually, that's kind of rude, expecting me, let's say I was a recruiter, getting her marketing material or her CV or whatever. It's like, don't expect the recruiter to do that translation work for you. So if you're finding that it's hard for you to break into something else, it's probably because you haven't done that translation piece. Most people, when they talk about their skills, and this is one of the big issues with age, if you don't do this work, is that a lot of people just talk about what they've done before, some kind of confession chair. They give all the details and they use all of the language that they used in the profession they used to work in. No, you need to be really future focused, and you need to learn the language, the lingo, how they describe what you have to offer. How can you make it valuable? How can you make it relevant? You need to do that work. That's a little bit later on in the career change process and a little bit more of an advanced skill. But I want to mention it here because I know that might be why some of you right now are struggling breaking into something different, because you haven't, A, actually done the work of identifying what you uniquely have to offer and then making it relevant and using a language that actually is used by the industries, the things next. And the same thing, if you want to start your own company, it is really important that people understand the value of what you bring to the table from day one. So it's really, really important that you do that. When you go onto People's About Me page, it's like, how do they make it relevant to you, the salesperson, you know, to the person who want to work with them, the client? Make sure you always, when you work on your marketing materials, it is really never just about you. It's about your client. What do they want to see? What's attracted to them? What language, so to say, do they speak? So this is really important for those of you who are in highly regulated industries right now, who are in industries where there's lingo that probably doesn't even make sense. When you think about it, when you speak to your partner or friends about your work, a lot of times they're like, I've got no idea what this guy or girl is talking about. Just be really, really careful. Because once you get that right, and you can not just own what you already have and feel confident about that, but you can also then learn the new language of where you want to go into next, depending on how much of a change you need. Do you see how you can build much more confidence? And most importantly, how many factors you can actually control within the career change process. And right now, you're probably, well, maybe you're not even aware of them, so good on you for listening to this, but right now, and I can literally guarantee you, one of the reasons why you're so afraid of starting from scratch is because you haven't done this foundational work of really owning and celebrating all of the good stuff you already have to offer. And then also, you know, further down the line, or maybe you're there right now, also translating that into something that's really relevant and really attractive. That, my friend, is how you avoid starting from scratch again after 35, how you can zoom up much faster, go way further, go sideways, go this and that, and do your own thing. That is really possibly the number one, like I say, advantage of age, of being someone over 35 in your 40s and your 50s. You already have so much to offer, i.e. you do not have to start from scratch unless you want to or choose to. All right. So there you go. The choice is yours. You can continue to look for reasons why you'll have to start from scratch again and worry that you have nothing to offer and focus on what you don't have. You know, all of those things that mean that some people have to start from scratch again because they throw the baby out with the bathwater, they have knee-jerk reactions, they don't bother to learn enough about the industry they want to go into. Or you can focus on doing the foundational work that I've spoken about really identifying and owning and naming what you already have to offer. You can build confidence into this process from the word go. All right, so here's the thing. I really want us to celebrate age. You have so much to offer. And also, clearly, you also want to learn new things and do new things, but never forget, one of the key advantages that you have as someone of a certain age is that you do not have to start from scratch again. Let's celebrate the power of age. There might be certain things that you're up against, but that shouldn't let you stop you. Don't let that stop you. Don't let it intimidate you. Because here's the thing, if you do this right, you already know who you uniquely are. You know what you have to offer. And you know what it takes to create a career or business you're absolutely going to love and enjoy and find meaningful. So rather than finding that your age is a disadvantage, I invite you to be part of a new generation of people who are normalizing, finding and creating your best work in your 40s, your 50s and beyond. We're changing careers, or starting a business and having a bloody epic time doing it is becoming the norm at any age. What if everything up until now was just a warm-up band? And now you have the ability to know who you truly are and then add the missing pieces and have a phenomenal time doing it. So go on, my friend. Use your age to your advantage so you can avoid starting from scratch. If you got friends who feel really, you know, afraid of starting from scratch or worried that age is going to work against them, please share this episode, this podcast with them. And if you feel like you're getting value from this podcast, please write a review. I really hope you will. It's going to help many more people our age finding this podcast and being part of this movement of normalizing, creating, and finding your best work after 35, after 40, after 50. All right? And if you personally feel like this is something you would like my help with, then do come over to the careerchangepodcast.com and click on the Work With Me button there and I can help you. All right? But go forward, use your age to your advantage so you too can avoid starting from scratch. Thank you so much for listening.